We spend more time watching the television than we do watching God's Word. I'm going to tell you that what little I have seen on television when we go out of town, when we speak somewhere, when I may flip on the television in the room, because we don't even have one at the ministry center. I said, we got one, but it's not connected to nothing except a satellite, a DBS satellite that has 19 Christian television stations, and I might have watched that 30 minutes in the last year. So I don't watch much television, don't have time. But when we do go out of town, when I flip on something to watch CNN, usually I'll flip it on to see if I can find CNN. Or if we go out to GLC and stay in the hotel, I'll flip on God's Learning Channel out there and watch it while we're there. But flipping between channels, you see awesome things. I mean, just flipping between channels, you see wicked things. That's not even something that I can talk about. I can tell you in the seconds that I've flipped from screen to screen, some of the wicked things I've saw, they'll have an impact on you. Have an impact on you. I don't care how young or how old you are. I mean, if you don't think that they're advertising food today, all you got to do is flip on the television and bam, there's a commercial about some kind of food that you don't need. You know that? I mean, I've always been a man that believes that a man or a woman ought to take care of their flesh physically. That's why mine's slim and trim, because I have worked at it diligently. I do not want my body to be overweight. You know, but everybody's not where I am. But you know, when I see people in Walmart riding down the road in those little machines and their body's sticking out this big, there's something wrong with them people. There's something wrong. Either they don't love themselves or something wrong with that human being. Yeah, they're depressed. They don't know Jesus. They don't know who they are. There's something wrong when you let the devil and the flesh take a hold of your flesh and you get so big that you can't even walk. It's like that doctor was here yesterday. He said, I've heard your teaching. He said, he was still overweight, but he said, I used to go on a binge diet and lose 30 pounds and gain back 35. But he said, now I've decided to just start down and make it a way of life. He said, I've now lost 14 pounds, and I'm going to keep going until I get down to the right size. I told him, I said, that's the way you need to do it. I weigh every day virtually of my life. When I get ready to get in the shower, I step on them scales. And I look to see if I weigh the same thing I did yesterday or less. Now, Saturday after I worked 14 hours, you know, on the tractor and everything else, lifting all that stuff, and I didn't eat all day. 8 to 9 o'clock when I finally come in, I'd been out there working on a tractor all day. I was 2 pounds lighter than I was when I went to bed the night before. You know, you can lose weight if you want to. You know, it's a choice you'll make that's in you, you know. So, but it's just like anything else. You have a choice in your life. What you're going to do with your life. Are you going to choose to serve God and you're going to walk holy in His presence, or are you going to choose to sin? And if you choose to sin, it's going to bring forth an early death. The Word of God says that. But each one of us have the choice to do this. Now then, this philosophy and vain deceit, the world will deceive you. If you watch television, I mean, there'll be things on there. They'll entice you to do all kinds of things. And if you got children and you let your children watch even the cartoons today, I guarantee your children will grow up with the wrong attitude about God. There's not anything in any of the cartoons that glorify God, only the God of this world, the devil. So that vain deceit will deceive you, and men will ruin your life, and they'll not be after the ways of Christ. Now let's go to the next verses. For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Now, if He's the head of all principality and power, who is in control of the universe? God is. Jesus Christ is in control. A man sitting over yesterday asked me, he said, I want to ask you a question. He said, where did the devil and his demons come from? Well, let me tell you where they come from. Just like I told you, God made the devil and his demons. He made them. It said that all things were made by Him and for Him, and nothing exists except He made it. That's pretty clear, isn't it? So, why did God make the police officers, Kim? To keep a girl like you straight, right? But let me ask you this question. Why did God put all the police officers out there? To keep every one of us straight, right? You know, I can only imagine, even as holy as we profess to be as Christians, if we knew, absolutely knew, there was not going to be any police officer within 5 miles of you, I wonder how many of you would run the yellow light. Or maybe even the red one. You know? I mean, just like me the other night, you know, it was 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm going home. I'm coming up on 35. I am definitely driving the speed limit. I'm below the speed limit. And it's 2 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car on 35 or a car on 114 or 1171. As far as I can see in every direction, I don't see a light except the house. Nothing. 2 o'clock in the morning. There ain't nobody else dumb enough to be out there that time of night but me. And so I pull up to turn onto the service road. Well, I mean, I don't see nobody in front of me. I don't see nobody behind me. I don't see nobody coming down either part of 35. So I just make a right turn onto the service road. I get about halfway up to the road, and all of a sudden right behind me is a set of blinking blue and red lights. I thought, where did that guy come from? So I pulled over and stopped, and he pulled up, and he said, can I see your driver's license and your insurance? I said, yes. So I handed him my driver's license insurance. And I said, may I ask you why you stopped me? He said, you didn't give a turn signal when you turned. I said, so I'll have to agree I didn't use my turn signal because it's 2 o'clock in the morning and I can see behind me nobody. I can see in front of me nobody. And I could see north and south and there was nobody. I said, where were you? Because you wasn't out there with your lights on. He said, no, I was sitting over there behind that sign with my lights all turned off and I saw you. He said, but the law says you're supposed to give a turn signal every time you turn. I said, okay, I'll have to say I didn't do it. Are you going to give me a ticket? He said, no, because you're so honest, I'm going to just say, don't do it again.
Wow.
Okay. It's like the other night when Cheryl and I went up, went to a place and we had to spend the night. And I walked in and rented a hotel. And it was $99, this hotel. And it was a big event going on there. So I thought, the guy said, you may not be able to get a room. But we had to stop there for the night. Rented a room for $99. We get to the room. Cheryl walks into the bathroom, flips the curtain back on the bathtub and says, I ain't taking a bath in that bathtub. I looked over and there's a rusty spot that big around in the bathtub. Awful. So I go back up front and I tell the guy, I said, you got another room? He said, nope, that's the only one. I said, I don't want it. I said, it's filthy. I said, who owns this place? And he wouldn't tell me. I said, okay, I'm going to walk across to the hotel across the road, and I'm going to see if they got a room. I went over and I said, you got a room? He said, I do. I said, I want one room with a king-size bed. And I said, I want to see it. He said, okay. So he takes me back there to the room where it was. I walked in, looked at the tub. Everything's beautiful. I said, okay, I'll take it. How much is it? He said, I normally charge $139 for this room, but he said, for some reason, I like you. I'm going to let you have it for $89. He'd never seen me before in his life. I said, I'll take it. I went back up, signed the deal, went across the way, told the guy, I said, cancel my room, give me my money back. He did. I called Cheryl. I said, come on, honey, we're changing rooms. She said, but what about all this luggage? I said, oh, I forgot about that. I'll come back there and get it. So I went back and got the luggage and tucked it over there, and we went to another hotel right next door, and I got the favor of God. But see, I thought to myself during this whole thing, I said, Lord, this whole thing is a test. So I ain't going to grumble and complain about nothing. I'm just going to praise you and worship you through this test. And I got a much better room for $10 left. Just think, a guy never saw me. I like you. Now that's got to be God, hasn't it? The favor of God. Now if I'd have grumbled and complained, he'd have said, you know, if I'd have been grumbling and complaining, he said, you know, I normally get $139 for this, but since there's a big event in town, this is the last room, it's $169. Yeah, he could have done that, couldn't he? Sure. And it was a big event, you know, in town, and there was hardly no rooms left. So all I say, realize that everything is a test, and realize that in Christ dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Is there anything left out?
Nothing.
No, it's all there. And you are complete in Him.
Amen.
You are complete in Christ.
Amen.
If you're in Christ. And He is the head of all principality and all power. So everything that there is in Him, and He's in you. Let's go to the next verse. And in whom also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. You're buried with Him in baptism, wherein also you're risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God who has raised Him from the dead. Now, when you're raised in faith. You have to believe that when Christ died and the Father raised Him from the dead, when you're in Him and everything's complete in Him, when you're buried with Him in baptism, when you're raised up to walk in newness of life, you got to realize this thing that you live in is a brand new body. It is new. And all of the sins and desires of your flesh are to go away. How can you master that? Only by staying in the Word. When you get a hold of the fact that you're complete in Him, that's when you can do what Bill did. He's not afraid to pray for nobody no more. You go out and pray for them all now, don't you? And you expect your prayer to get answered. Because He's in you, isn't He? As you go, you're taking Jesus with you. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So when we go places and pray for people, see, I learned that secret years ago. And when I learned that secret, I mean, that's why when my workplace, I could take the workplace and I prayed over everything. I didn't care that whenever, well, especially when they put me out sky shift out there with this new bunch of guys, 35 new men were dropped. I was made manager over that operation with 35 brand new men that none of them knew me. And I walked in and said, "Hi, I'm Thurman Scrivener. Let's come to the Lord in prayer."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.